Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to do your daily devotion with God. After, turn to our YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram platforms, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, to do your prayer hall. Welcome also to Saturday, the ninth day in May, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. The ninth day. In the scripture, 9 is God's number for fruitfulness. If you have fruit at home, whichever one, from wherever you are, go and take it. For from the refrigerator, your kitchen or so. If you don't have any of the fruit around, not to worry. Listen to the prayer. But when you are able to have fruit, do this prayer again. Play back the ministration then. Let's quickly say this before I go. Now, you should always have your mantle, your anointing oil, water, and fruit at home. We often engage this item as part of our contact for prophetic prayers and action. Fruitfulness. 9 is for fruitfulness. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, the Bible listed 5 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10, there are also 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So, 2 dimensions, fruitfulness and manifestation. Hold the fruit up and let me pray. We connect to the covenant of fruitfulness. Every barren area of your life shall become super productive. Your efforts shall yield visible and undeniable result. This season, may you become fruitful spiritually, financially, materially, and ministerially. All waiting couples, husband and wives, lay hand on your tummy. Oh yes, become fruitful. Woman, like Sarah, your mother, receive power to conceive. Man, like Abraham, your father, receive power to fertilize your wife's eggs. In 9 to 10 months time from now, there shall be the cry of a baby or babies in your home. I prophesy to the life and destiny of everyone under the sound of my voice this day. Be fruitful. I say be fruitful in all areas of life in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Wash or clean that fruit and eat it. Your fruitfulness miracle starts now. I pray for everyone that has traveled or will travel this weekend. Go in peace and return in joy. The brides and the grooms of today's wedding. Birthday celebrants with Thanksgiving service or a party to mark it. It is your day. You will live to remember this day. God will overwhelm you with people's love and precious gift. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Then may 9 celebrants, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. We are happy with you. Happy birthday. Now, listeners, let's go to today's teachings and counseling. Listen attentively. Apply this eternal truth to run your life. And if you have contributions on any of the topic, please send it across to us. First one today. Good morning, Daddy and TPGF family. I want to sincerely appreciate you for all you do. God bless you, sir. Daddy, I want to ask. My wife kept borrowing money from loan app. Now they are spreading her picture as a criminal to different people. What should I do, sir? It is urgent. Wow. I've said this here before. Let me say it again. Borrowing money from loan app is entering into a trap or digging one's financial grave. Loan app is one of the fraudulent practices in the Nigerian market space. Those that fall into it are greedy. They offer you easy loan, no collateral, no struggle, etc. But brings high interest, hidden in the fees. A small loan will soon become so difficult to pay back. It comes with harassment and public shame, threatening messages. They contact your family members, your friends, your colleagues, even your church members to shame you publicly and pile pressure on you. They violate your privacy, cause you mental and emotional stress. No responsible or wise person should go for loan app. It's a scam. It is fraud. To you, husband, this is a sign that your marriage itself is not healthy. Ab initio. A good marriage, husband and wife, should be so bonded that it's not supposed to be where your wife went to take a loan without the two of you discussing it and agreeing on it, approving it, before she could go for that loan. What to do? Quickly look for some money to help her to pay off this loan and their exploitative high interest, so you can have peace. If not, your wife is about taking your family's name and integrity down the drain publicly. Those people don't care. And foreigners and some bad Nigerians are behind it all. They are behind the loan app business. No one on this platform should take loan app. If you have taken, quickly pay it back and block them off. Next, for the woman that complained about prolonged menstrual bleeding and spotting, family planning could be the cause of it, especially the hormonal IUD. This was my experience until I took it out and everything became normal. Wow. Thank you for this experience you shared and the advice. Next, many people have spoken to the speaking in tongues issue. More are still coming in. Let's share some of the comments here. Speaking in tongues is real and genuine, but many of this Gen Z generation are now being taught how to speak in tongues artificially. True speaking in tongues is like the day of Pentecost, comes naturally and supernaturally, when your spirit connects with God under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and no one can stop it. The key is to genuinely connect to God. Another contributor. Good morning, Daddy and TPGF family. Regarding the pastor that misunderstood your explanation on speaking in tongues with prophesying, he is confusing speaking in tongues with prophecy. When you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. You don't need anyone to understand or interpret. But when you prophesy, you edify the church. That is where the Bible admonished for interpreter. Let our young pastor strive to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to be able to speak in tongues. More anointing, sir. Let's take one more. Good morning, sir. There is no other explanation to give on the issue of speaking in tongues, sir. Being a pastor does not guarantee having a deeper knowledge of scriptures if there is no personal studies, commitment, and fervent prayers. You gave the correct answer to the question, sir. And you even back it up with scriptures. I attend Deeper Life Church. And if this same question is asked, the same response you gave will be given. No more, no less. More grace and more anointing, sir. Wow. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every truth shall be established. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. We shall take it deeper and higher from here tomorrow. Hope we are all learning to live a better life, more fulfilling, in line with God's word and kingdom principles. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also add value to the lives of your loved ones. Now, get your communion element ready. Today is our communion service online. We will climax this ministration with communion. Weekend is a good time to transfer your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Do so if you have not done so and you are able to do so today. Also sow your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 5555. We are sowing this fifth month of the year. You know, we did it once. It opens our heavens. And whatever you do that brings God's blessings and glory, do it more. You don't stop doing it. So don't stop doing it. Do it as God gives you the grace. This is inviting all TPJ members and listeners in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria, to a two-day National Ministers and Leaders Conference holding at Baptist Convention Hall, opposite Technical College, Idiaba, Abeokuta. Date is Friday, May 22, from 4 p.m. in the evening. Then second day, May 23, from 9 a.m. in the morning. The conference is for all ministers in the fivefold ministries and all children of God desiring to grow. General overseers, state and district pastors, upcoming and young ministers, members of CAN and PFL and DPGs, and also all. I will be ministering together with other anointed ministers of God. Our music minister that weekend is Minister Tope Alabi, all the way from Lagos. He's interdenominational, he's interracial. You will be so blessed. Theme of the conference is reviving the church to save a nation. The church needs to be revived, the nation needs to be saved. Telephone numbers to call for further inquiries on Abeokuta Conference, 0802-322-1646, 0802-322-1646, and 0817-008-4869, 0817-008-4869. Keep calling, keep chatting, be there. And if you have your loved ones in and around Abeokuta, encourage them to attend. Take the communion. Let me bless the communion. You will pray more on it yourself. Eat and drink. I bless that communion, the element of the blood and the flesh of Jesus. Whatever cannot conquer the blood will not conquer you. The blood of Jesus will avail for you. The beating and the battered body of Jesus will make your life better. Eat and drink. You are well in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Pray more on it. And when you are done, eat and drink. Oh, whatever God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.